This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is now the 9th of Arafah has finished. Maghrib time has just now kicked in. And you can see that people are outside their tents. We're just waiting in the queues right now for the buses to come to take us, inshallah, to Muzdalifah. As I mentioned,
وهذا يوم عرفة وأول ما حيبدأ تتحرك الباصات أو تتحرك الأفواج حناديكم فأنا يعني لمصلحتكم ارتاحوا شوية في الخيام اجلسوا في الخيام أفضل اللي حاب يجلس في الخيام اللي حاب ينتظر هنا زي ما تحبوا بس حتى ما تنتظروا على البوابة طيب الله يعطيكم العافية اللي حاب يدخل على الخيام حناديكم مرة ثانية حناديكم هنمشي سوا إن شاء الله
جزاك الله خير. So the guide has informed us that you know, it's going to be another 20 minutes or so before the buses start to arrive. And he's trying to get people not to crowd next to the door. He's trying to get them to go back to the tents. Yeah, so basically, as I was saying before, let me move away from the door a little bit. So, as I was saying...
Anas al-Harbi, تطور ولدها. Anas al-Harbi. وريت اللي يعرف Anas al-Harbi, وإذا سمعنا يجين عند الإدارة, عند البوابة. Anas al-Harbi.
Lots of announcements going on. One child seems to be lost. So this is our area in Arafah. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah has actually finished in the sense that Maghrib has already kicked in and the time for dua has actually ended, or the time of Yom Al-Arafah dua has ended. Of course, dua, you can do dua anytime all the way up until you die, inshallah. But yeah, so basically, as I mentioned in other videos, we have to wait in Arafah until the sun sets. Now the sun has set. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not pray Maghrib until he got to Muzdalifah. So once he got to Muzdalifah, he prayed Maghrib and Isha in Muzdalifah itself, three rak'ahs and two rak'ahs combined. So basically I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj and my Hajj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you all to perform Hajj. And I was talking about this before, but I think I just felt a drop of rain. Anyway, as I was saying, I was talking about this before, but I didn't complete it. A lot of people, they say that they will make Hajj when they're older. Now, there's two problems with that. One is that obviously you don't know if you're going to live until you're older. Secondly, Hajj normally does require a lot of strain, okay? There's a lot of walking, there's a lot of things that you have to do, a lot of walking. It can be quite strenuous. It requires a lot of energy. And what is ironic is that you're best suited for Hajj when you're younger. The younger you are, the more, you know, energy and the more healthy generally people are. So that's a really good time where you can really enjoy the Hajj and not worry about aches and pains and illnesses and stuff like that. You can actually focus on your ibadah. You can actually focus on your Hajj and your du'as and all of this much more, inshallah. So please, you know, if you do have the money, if you do have the ability, of course, Hajj is not opened up for everyone yet. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Hajj to be opened up for everyone from next year. Ameen, ya Rab. Make that du'a. Make du'a that I get to do Hajj every year. Living in Mecca, even, it's really heartbreaking last year when we were not able to do Hajj, even though we were just like a few kilometers away from the from Arafat. So these are our tents you can see behind us. Okay, these are the tents and the camp. They've got some nice little trees here as well. Lots of people here, you know, just standing waiting for the buses to come. You can see that here. Inshallah. I can't actually see any of your comments while I'm live. For some reason, I haven't figured out how this works. Because I'm streaming to different platforms. I can't see your comments. But inshallah, I will try and have a look at some of the comments, maybe on the coach or when we're a bit free. Inshallah. Let me just show you the people here. They're just coming back in, many people. This year, Hajj has been extraordinary. It's been really extraordinary because normally you have a few million people performing Hajj. This year, of course, you've only got 60,000 people performing Hajj. And, you know, subhanAllah, it's a real blessing to be here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of these people's Hajj. It is a massive blessing. And, you know, sometimes you do wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you out of all these people. So many people who wanted to perform Hajj. Just in locally, there were, I think, 500,000 people who applied. Only 60,000 got the permits. But I hope, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the Hajj for everybody soon, inshallah. Hopefully next year, inshallah ta'ala. So anyway, so now, as I said, we're going to go to Muzdalifah as soon as the buses come. And inshallah, I'll log on once we get to Muzdalifah and show you a little tour of what it's like in Muzdalifah. Keep me in your du'as. Once again, I'm your brother, Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from the blessed place, the plains of Arafat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.